Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. There is absolutely, absolutely no doubt that God wants you, every person hearing our voice on this call, or listening to the replay, that God wants you manifesting biblical success in your life. Now, it's important to understand the significance of biblical success. That's where you and everybody around you recognizes that God makes you successful.
God is the one. Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, in the New Century Version says, "The Lord your God will make you successful in everything you do. You will have many children, your cattle will have many calves, and your fields will produce good crops, because the Lord will again be happy with you, just as he was with your ancestors."
Honey, I hope everybody caught the first sentence in that passage of scripture, where it says, "The Lord your God will make you successful in everything you do." First off, he's not just any God.
I like this.
He's your God.
That's right.
Your personal God. He's the one that's got your picture on his refrigerator.
It's called a personal relationship with the Lord God.
Absolutely. Second, he'll make you successful in everything you do. Not just some things or the most pressing or important things. No, he, the Lord God Almighty, is going to make you successful in everything you do.
It means paying attention to what it is that the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord that lives in you, is saying to you, because he's leading you in the way that you should go. And he will counsel you with his eye upon you, as it says in Psalm 32, verse 8.
He's not only making you successful, he's watching you be successful.
That's right. And I think this is so important, honey, and it's been in my spirit so much lately, that you can spend your whole life living for God. But did you know that that is not his purpose for you? His purpose is for him to live through you.
That's
not
good.
You live for him, but
that's
him,
right?
Live through you.
That's right. Now, our obedience to God's instructions is a prerequisite for our success. And that's mentioned several other times in scripture as well.
Mm. First Kings 2, verse 3 in the New Century Version says, "Obey the Lord your God. Follow him by obeying his demands, his commands, his laws, and his rules that are written in the teachings of Moses. If you do these things, you will be successful in all you do and wherever you go."
Wow. If you do these things, you'll be successful in all you do and wherever you go.
This is actually a prerequisite before the New Testament, but it was an example for us, honey,
yeah,
that if they obeyed, that they would succeed. And as we follow the Lord Jesus, we know this one thing: when we do the word, that success will be ours.
Absolutely. In other words, when we're obedient to his word, then we will experience biblical success, because regardless of where we're at, or what we're going through.
That's right.
He's right there with us.
Amen.
And he wants us to succeed.
Job 8, verse 7 in the New Century Version says, "Where you begin will seem unimportant because your future will be so successful."
Now, let me say this. You can't control how you came into this world. You can't control the circumstances around you. You may have grown up poor or in poverty or lack. But you don't have to stay that way.
That's right.
You can't control how you came in, but you definitely can control what you do while you're here and how you go out.
And how you respond.
Yep. Now, Joseph was prosperous.
That's what the Bible says.
A successful man, even when he was standing on a slave block in Egypt.
Genesis 39, verse 2. Incredible, incredible scripture here. This in the New Century Version. "The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man. He lived in the house of his master Potiphar, the Egyptian. He was a slave.
Yep.
But the Lord says he was successful. And why? Because he knew who his God was.
And the thing about it is, honey, that slave block back then, they stood on this block, elevated. And all they had, all their possessions, including their clothes, was at their feet. And, God looked through that whole crowd of bankers and wealthy people, and he said that Joseph is a prosperous man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. King James Version of Genesis 39:2 says that Joseph was a prosperous man.
At this very moment, you may feel a lot like Joseph, that you will never find your way out. You could be up to your eyeballs in debt, working maybe a dead-end job, so broke you can't rub two pennies together. But that's not where you necessarily have to stay when you follow God's principles of success. In Genesis 39, verse 3, in the New Century Version, it says, Potiphar saw that the Lord was with Joseph and that the Lord made Joseph successful in everything he did. You know, everywhere Joseph went, people were blessed. He was successful regardless of his circumstances. Genesis 39:23 in the New Century Version says, now listen, he's thrown into prison on something he didn't do. And it says the warden paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and made him successful in everything he did. It got worse before it got better. But he did one thing, honey. He stayed faithful.
Never murmured, never complained. See, it's not where you're at. It's where you're going. I strongly encourage you. I hope you got something to write with when you listen on these calls. But we strongly encourage you to write down this next statement. It's not where I'm at. It's where I'm going. It's not where I'm at. It's where I'm going.
You can personalize
you
it.
You could.
It's not where Lejeune is at. It's where Lejeune is going.
Hallelujah. Personalize it for you. Now, we want to look at 16 key principles to guide you on your biblical journey to success. Number one, biblical success is a multiplier. It's contagious and impacts everyone who comes near it.
Number two, biblical success unites. It doesn't divide.
Number three, biblical success is a long-range solution to every problem you face.
Number four, biblical success is God's plan to bless you, which enables you to bless others.
Biblical success creates opportunities for personal growth, advancement, and scriptural giving.
Number six, biblical success is not about you, but what he can do through you.
Number seven, biblical success demotes greed and promotes generosity.
Number eight, biblical success is a consequence of the decisions you make and the actions you take.
Number nine, biblical success experienced by the few is designed to bless the many who may not have come into the revelation of God's biblical rewards program.
Number 10, when governments seek to excessively tax or control the earnings of those who experience biblical success, the ultimate victims will not be the rich, but the poor who are the recipients of their charity.
Number 11, biblical success is based on your understanding and activation of the timeless principles found in the Word of God.
Number 12, biblical success isn't the pursuit of wealth, but rather the accomplishment of godly goals.
Number 13, biblical success isn't against you being rich, but rather you being controlled by those riches.
That's right. 14, biblical success is knowing that what you've got is not all that you'll ever have, and what you're doing at the moment is not all you'll ever do.
Wow. 15. Biblical success is not what you have, but rather who has you.
And 16, biblical success is optional, but so is failure. It's right. based on the choices we make.
That's right. In order to experience biblical success, there are some things you must start doing. Obeying God's instructions and some things you must stop doing need to exit out of your life. When I think about the word exit, honey, I'm often reminded of the Spanish word exito, E-X-I-T-O.
That you see places.
Mm-hmm, which means success in Spanish.
Wow. Wow, interesting.
See, you got to exit something.
That's it, to begin something else.
Get something else.
So we can't be looking in the rearview mirror
That's
if we want to go forward.
That's it. If you want to be successful in life, you have to exit and escape from some of your previous habits and acquaintances. You must leave the poverty mentality to enter His plan for your biblical success. You must leave thoughts of limitation behind to enter the reality of biblical success. You must leave the blame game and enter into a new era of personal accountability for your actions. You must leave behind any tolerance of mediocrity to enter a lifestyle of excellence. You must begin to see success as a way out of everything that's been holding you back and keeping you down. When we start doing what's right in God's eyes, then biblical success is our ultimate destination. And please remember, since before the beginning of this year, we've said that 2018 would be a year of our deliverance.
Yes.
From any and everything that's hindering our vision and the pursuit of our divine destiny. So one final question. What does God want you? Why does God want you, one person, to be successful? The same reason He wanted King David successful and prosper, so His people could be blessed.
We are blessed to be a blessing.
That's
and
it.
This shows it right here in 2 Samuel 5, verse 12. This is in the Good News Translation. And so David realized that the Lord had established him as king of Israel and was making his kingdom prosperous for the sake of His people.
When you're successful, other people are blessed by their association with you. Even the heathen will rejoice in God.
Genesis 39, verse 5. And it came to pass from the time that He had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had, in the house and in the field.
God wants us successful for a reason, but it's our decision whether or not His desire for us becomes our reality.
That's a good word.
It is. Well, today is April 30th.
That's right.
And my mama.
That's right.
Miss Annie Ruth turns 90 years old today.
Hallelujah.
So we want to wish Miss Annie Ruth a happy birthday.
Mama, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama. A little later today, I'm going to put something on my Facebook pages about her birthday. If you do social media, go and send her a greeting. I make sure she gets it.
That's right.
If you don't do that, you can send an email to herald@haroldherring.com. Just put Miss Annie Ruth in the subject line, and I'll make sure she gets it. Going to be a great day.
It is.
It was a great day 90 years ago. Changed my life.
I'll say. And mine.
And yours. And our children.
That's right.
And grandchildren.
But we also know this one thing, that you are a blessing and you're a huge blessing
yes,
to us.
You are. You
we
really
love
are.
Your comments. We appreciate them all. And we just want the Lord to be glorified.
Hallelujah. And if you've been blessed, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. So, whoever asks, check out this week's 2-minute video And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Amen. Bye-bye.